USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration is pushing for a $1 trillion economic stimulus package to offset damage from the coronavirus. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says it's the most far-reaching response since the financial crisis of 2008.
The president wants to put money in the economy now. This is where if there are people and small businesses that can't make payroll because their business has ceased to exist. We've told people in restaurants, don't go into restaurants. We want to make sure that those business owners have money to pay their employees. We're not going to put money in those business owners just for the sake of them keeping it, but we're going to help them with liquidity to meet their payroll.
Mnuchin adds that Americans may be getting $1,000 checks in the mail.
This is the time that hardworking Americans are impacted by government decisions. That's when the government has to step up to put money into the economy.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
Closings, cancellations, and postponements continue to be announced from the coronavirus in every state in America. In Florida and in Oregon, all bars and nightclubs are closing down, and all restaurants are only doing takeout orders. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Here in the shadow of the nation's capital, Maryland's Republican Governor Larry Hogan's been issuing new orders every day for nearly a week. Among the latest, he's moved the date of the Maryland primary because of the coronavirus from April 28th to June 2nd. He's ordered 100% cashless tolling on all of the state's toll roads and bridges, and the state is suspending vehicle emissions testing, turning inspection sites into drive-through coronavirus testing centers.
While these measures may seem extreme, if we do not take them now, it could be too late.
Effective yesterday, Hogan had also ordered bars, restaurants, gyms, and theaters to close until further notice. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
As the coronavirus outbreak spreads, what should you say to your kids without frightening them? USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has some answers.
As parents continue to deal with the coronavirus, as many schools across the country are out for at least the next 2 weeks, in some cases even more, how much should you be telling your children? Dr. Deborah Gilboa joins Fox News and says if you don't know how to answer a question, you should.
We give them the truth, but at the developmental level that they're ready. So short answers, don't tell them things you don't know or pretend or make things up, because they need first and foremost when they're afraid to know they can trust you to give them honest answers.
And as far as young children, the doctor believes they need to know something as well.
Even young kids have heard things, and even more for children than for adults, it's difficult to differentiate between feelings and fears and fact. So when you ask your kids what they've heard or what they know, you'll be able to correct misinformation. You'll also be able to go with them and teach them how to research in evidence-based, fact-based places, how to find out what's real.
Former Vice President Joe Biden has tallied wins in primary elections in Florida, Arizona, and Illinois. President Trump was also projected to have gathered enough delegates to win the Republican nomination with a win in Illinois. The coronavirus has caused complication in the primaries, cutting the number of poll workers and hampering voter turnout. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.